Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're delighted to welcome in Jason Sobel. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Jason, of course, covering the PGA Tournament for the Action Network. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Morning, Jason.
What's up, fellas? I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, it's so funny because it's really all it's Koepka's world, and we're just part of it. And he's running away with this thing, and even he is bristling that the only topic of conversation is Tiger. And it's so fun because Tiger, you know, you appreciate his ups and his down and his downs, and he was very well up, and now he's very well down.
It just happens that way. And Brooks Koepka is there's nothing like Brooks Koepka. There's nothing in the history of golf like this guy, which is on ordinary weeks, 48 weeks a year, he is a good golfer and has a chance to win sometimes. And then 4 weeks a year, he's by far the best golfer in the world. And he goes to these major championships and just turns it on. I mean, I wrote a piece earlier this week on how players try to peak four times a year. Tiger's been saying this for two decades now. You know, I want my game to peak four times a year. And I wrote a piece on, you know, how do you do that? And most players that I talked to were like, I don't know. And half of them said, ask Brooks. And so I asked Brooks, and he goes, well, you know, I just take it nice and easy during the major weeks. You know, everyone else is stressed out. Everyone else feels the pressure. And everyone else is like, oh, my gosh, the major. And I just kind of like hit some golf balls, go back to my house, relax, take it easy, and it seems to work for me. I mean, he just has this whole thing boiled down to just the easiest thing in the world when he talks about it. And obviously, it's not as easy as he's making it look.
How much of it is the course maybe suits his game, and how much of it is just his laser-like focus when the majors come around?
Nah, it's all just him. I mean, at some point, you can't just say, well, every major course suits his game, and that's why he plays them really well. It's him. I mean, this is not a coincidence anymore. This is not just, hey, in the last 3 years, we've gotten to four venues that really suit Brooks Koepka's game. It's just whatever the course is, he is good enough to go out there and win on that golf course.
You know, it's funny because I remember going into the Masters, he had changed his body, and he was more cut than ever, and the rumors were that he did it strictly not from a golf perspective, but he wanted to be in he wanted to look good in the nude issue, the ESPN naked golfer issue, whatever, the naked
body
athletes
issues.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I like to say nude. it's just a fun word. Jason, so, and he was even criticized to the point of being reckless about doing that, but it doesn't seem like it's affected him in any way.
No, it's almost like he's trying stuff at this point. Like, oh, winning majors is too easy. Let me go try to lose 25 pounds before a major and see if that's more of a challenge. You know, let me go, I'll play lefty next one and see if I can win it doing that. I'll play one hand and see if that works for me. I mean, it's almost like he's bored of winning major championships and is like trying to give himself more of a challenge and make it harder on himself to see if he can do it. It's ridiculous. And even in Tiger's best years, and look, I'm not comparing Brooks Koepka to Tiger Woods, but I'm not sure that Tiger ever made it look as easy as Brooks did. When Tiger did it, it looked like it was the most difficult thing in the world, and he was by far the best who had ever done it, but it didn't look easy. It looked like it was, you know, you watch Tiger play and you'd say, well, I never want to pick up a golf club again because I have no chance of ever doing anything close to that. You watch Brooks do it and you go, I don't know, that guy just walks down the fairway and hits the ball, and then he goes up and hits it again and it goes to the hole. It just doesn't look that hard.
Speaking of Tiger, 31 putts yesterday, Jason, and what does he have to do today and over the weekend? And is this just a product of the layoff?
He looked rusty yesterday, although I will say that Tiger never comes out in the opening round of a major championship throwing haymakers. I've said for years that he's just trying to throw a couple of jabs, see what the course will give him. And I'm honestly not sure that's the greatest strategy anymore. I mean, you've got guys like Brooks Koepka who go out there hey, let me go birdie the hardest hole on the course, number 10 that we're starting on at 8:30 in the morning, and just go from there and make a bunch more birdies. And I get what Tiger's trying to do, and it worked for him for a very long time. Just stay around even par in the first round, play a little bit better in the second round, third round, moving day, kick it up a notch, play some really good golf, and then try to hang on the fourth round for a victory. And that's the exact formula that worked for him last month winning the Masters. He shot 70 for the fourth time out of his five wins in the first round and was able to parlay that into a victory a few days later. I just don't know that, you know, getting nine shots back in the first round, not that he wanted to be nine shots back, but playing a little bit conservatively in the first round when you're playing with a guy who's eventually going to wind up being the leader, not necessarily the best strategy for him. That said, he can make up nine shots. He can make up nine shots in 54 holes. This thing is not over yet for as much as everyone wants to hand it to Brooks Koepka right now.
Yeah, but you have to wonder watching him play yesterday if he's going to make the cut. And I know that's sacrilegious to say, but I really think that maybe he struggles to make the cut.
I think he'll be okay today. I see something in the one or two under range where does enough to make the cut, isn't in serious contention, but he's at least there on the weekend. And, you know, if he goes super low on Saturday, he kind of gets into it. But that's kind of where I see him going for the rest of the day.
This PGA Championship coverage on The Score is brought to you by the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, home of the Brew and the Highlands Championship golf courses. Visit GrandGenevaGolf.com. And Jason, you write this morning, the book's basically telling us that Koepka owns a 46.5% chance of winning this weekend. If somebody makes a run at him, who's likely to make a run?
Well, you're asking the guy who, you know, tends to miss on these things. I thought Jason Day would make a run. Being six back, he had missed six putts inside of 10 feet yesterday. So the theory is that putting is fleeting, but if you're striking your ball really well, giving yourself chances at some point, that's going to work for you. And I said, man, Jason Day at six back, that's probably the play. And I really like Day, and he is not doing it today. He's, I believe, three over for the round early on. But Dustin Johnson, who was my number one pick, he was my guy to win. I had him number one on my list, and I had Koepka two coming into the week. So Dustin Johnson's making a nice little run this morning so far, and maybe that's the guy that we need to look at saying, you know, if someone's going to challenge Brooks, it might as well be his buddy DJ.
So obviously the PGA was moved up, and how are the players feeling about that? How do you feel about it? How is it make it more relevant? Because this was maybe the least relevant of the majors.
Yes, and yes. I've not spoken to one player who doesn't like the PGA in May. I'm not sure they liked the temperatures here at Bethpage on Monday and Tuesday when it barely reached 50, but it's actually been nice the last couple of days, so that's not necessarily a problem right now, but the schedule's fantastic. I think going four straight months with major championships, one each month, it was the perfect storm for this one. Fresh off Tiger's win at the Masters, you've got the momentum of that victory. Instead of waiting 2 months and going to a U.S. Open, you go a month later to a PGA Championship in the biggest media market in the world. It was everything they could have asked for. So even though ticket sales are way down this week, which is weird, but I think there's still a big win for the PGA of America having their major championship in May, especially after everything that's transpired this year. And the end of the schedule, I think, is the biggest win of the whole thing, which is we have in three FedEx Cup playoff events instead of four, and they end before football season in August, and so golf gets out of the way and isn't trying to compete with the early part of the college football and NFL season, which it was never intended to be anyway. I remember former commissioner Tim Fincham in 2006 introduced the FedEx Cup, and he said, we need to end our season before football starts. And then they went and had the Tour Championship up against week three of the NFL season for 12 years. It didn't make any sense. And finally, they've gotten it right.
What are the chances the weather affects conditions in the course and scores this weekend? And any complaints about just how long that course is?
No, I mean, the course is the course. It's a long golf course, and it's soft because it rains so much coming into the week. So it's playing longer than it actually looks on the scorecard. So no complaints about it. I haven't heard. But It's a little windier this morning than it was yesterday morning, and I believe this afternoon will be windier than it was yesterday afternoon. There's, I believe, a 30 or 40% chance of rain. So if you get some rain and some good breezes coming through this place in the afternoon, scores will not be low. I think guys are going to be struggling to make a whole bunch of pars out here. It's going to look sort of like a U.S. Open.
And Jason, we'll let you go, but the fact is that while Koepka had a 63, and you know, it's unbelievable, the par fives, it wasn't like he picked up a ton of points on the par fives, right? He was putting very well on other holes, but there's actually room for improvement, if that's not an idiotic comment.
No, it was funny. Tiger, who, of course, played with him yesterday and will play with him again today, was asked after his round about Koepka, and you thought Tiger was going to start gushing about, man, this guy is so good. Boy, he hit it really well. Tiger goes, yeah, he had a couple of loose shots there. That was about the highest he could have scored. He really should have made birdies on the par fives and missed a short putt. Probably could have been a 60. And it's true. And Koepka said the exact same thing. So, yeah, 60 would have been a good number today. You know, I left a few out there. I don't even know what to think of that. Either Koepka's got 60 on his mind today, or I don't know, maybe there's some negative regression and some of those putts that he made don't go in, and you would think he's coming back to the pack a little bit, but I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him to go out and put up another low number and try to run away from everybody here.
Jason, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
That's Jason Sobel from the Action Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.